This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Ukraine's President Zelensky appeared in Britain this morning, saying the war in his country has ramifications for all of Europe. The AP's Charles de Ledesma's in London.
Zelensky's in Britain as the staunch ally of Ukraine prepares to give more military aid in an effort to change the course of the war with Russia. It is the fourth European country Zelensky has visited in the past few days. He made an unannounced visit to Paris on Sunday evening to meet President Emmanuel Macron after earlier trips to Germany and Italy, meeting those countries' leaders as well as Pope Francis. Charles de Ledesma, London.
President Biden says he's hopeful that an agreement can be reached with the Republicans to avoid a debt default, which could trigger a financial nightmare. He says he and congressional leaders will likely resume talks tomorrow at the White House. So how are things going so far?
What I've learned a long time ago, and you know as well as I do, it's never as good to characterize a negotiation in the middle of a negotiation. I remain optimistic because I'm a congenital optimist. But I really think there's a desire on their part as well as ours to reach agreement. I think we'll be able to do it.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says arrests of migrants at the border have been down, not up, since Title 42 restrictions expired.
The United States Border Patrol has seen an approximately 50% drop in the number of people encountered at our southern border.
He was on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Despite the drop in recent days, some authorities are predicting arrests will spike. China sentenced a 78-year-old U.S. citizen to life in prison on spying charges, though it isn't detailing the charges against John Xing Wang Liang. Rescuers in Myanmar evacuated about 1,000 people trapped by seawater 12 feet deep after a powerful cyclone killed 6 people, injured hundreds. This is AP News. Did you take your mom to the movies over the Mother's Day weekend? The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 continues its reign at the box office.
Incinerate them.
Some insiders had questioned if there would be superhero fatigue, but Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 brought in another $60.5 million at North American theaters in its second weekend. It's a drop from last week, but less than 50%. And overall, global ticket sales are nearly $530 million. The Super Mario Brothers movie was in second place with $13 million. The female star-studded film Book Club, The Next Chapter,
I think we should all go to Italy,
brought in $6.5 million in a limited release, while Hypnotic, starring Ben Affleck, is being described as a dud, earning just over $2 million in its limited opening. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.